ABBA's Dancing Queen here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 19th of March, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, back after the bank holiday weekend. Good morning!
Hold on a minute now, my earphones and all, nothing's
wrong. What's wrong with you? What's going on?
Ah, yeah, someone's been fiddling with me equipment since we left. Hold on.
Is it working yet? Hello, PJ.
Hello, testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, everybody. Good morning. How's things, everybody? What's the crack and all?
Are you back in action?
Yeah, kind of. One of my ears is broken, but I only use one ear, so it's all right. So we're all happy now. How's things, everybody? Didn't I tell you? Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
This is the start of it for you.
Didn't I tell you? It's warmer. There's already... See the sunlight in the sky?
Was there sunlight?
Did you not see it coming in?
No, no.
You did,
so... Because I was in early.
Hey, smarty pants arse. If you looked in, you could see the sun rising in the east already when we were coming in.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, it's going to be warm forever now. That's it. The cold days are done.
Forever.
We broke it.
No more of that business with snow threats or any of
gone,
that sort of shenanigans.
Gone, gone. Fantastic. It's over. That's it. We did it. Happy New Year,
everybody. We should have, you know the way the Chinese New Year is, whatever it is, I don't know, February or something, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Whatever it is.
So we should have Irish New Year.
Of course we should.
And it should coincide with St.
Patrick's Day. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is always the beginning of the end of the crap.
Of Irish New Year.
We'll get a bit of rain here and there now for the next month or so. Because it's always just a changeover of the heat light.
I think we're going to keep that going now. That's it. Forevermore, St. Patrick's Day will now be known as Irish New Year.
Irish New Year, yeah.
That's it.
And it's a new year you can actually celebrate, unlike the actual New Year, which everybody tries to celebrate and is always the biggest disappointment ever because you have to get through January and February straight after.
You don't have to make any resolutions. You don't have to pretend you're going to do anything good.
Not at all. You've already let yourself down for Lent. It's grand.
Exactly, yeah.
It's completely grand.
What a way to start. Anyway, morning to you folks. Welcome to the brand new Irish New Year. Good to have you along. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Margaret's been on just to welcome us back.
Thanks
very
much,
Margaret.
Hope we
all had a lovely St. Patrick's weekend.
We did indeed.
Very good
indeed.
Somebody wants to know, Antoinette this is it, our party? One of them anyway wants to know what was the score on Friday night at the Cross.
None of your business. And hardly a point, is it? We've moved on since then. It's been Patrick's Day since then.
Even better, who scored the second goal? Don't know the significance of that.
I haven't a clue. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Morning,
it's a mystery, smarty the pants arse. Pants, there you all know.
Thank God for a short week. Weekend went as fast as a parade in Limerick, according to JP. I don't know the significance of that either.
What happened in the parade in Limerick?
I've no idea. JP, you'll have to enlighten us about that.
I saw the parade in Limerick on TV. Everything seemed to go to plan.
Yeah. English Ian said he missed us. That's very kind of you to say.
Thank you very much, Englishine. We missed you as well.
Yeah, morning, Jim and Mike. I think it's only fair, as PJ is building up to the big concert, that you get him ready by playing a UB40 track every day from Finbar and Cork.
What?
That's this week, man, is it? Is your concert this week? Your UB40 gig?
No.
Oh, my God. I think it is.
No.
Is it?
No,
the 23rd?
I don't think so.
I think that might be it. I'll have to look it up.
Pretty sure it's not. No need to Google it. I'll do it for you, right?
Right, you can Google it.
Pretty sure there's nothing happening. Thank you very much.
Dan 2.0 has been on as well. Just to say, hope you had a good one over the weekend. Dean from Newbridge, hoping we had a fab weekend. And pity about Man United in the FA Cup. God, what a terrible weekend of sport.
What a brutal weekend of
Ireland
sport.
Beaten. The Dubs beaten. United beaten. It was terrible.
I mean,
surely no one
in Ireland could be
Bohemians
happy with those
beaten.
Results.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, literally, you're right. There couldn't be a single person in all of
Ireland happy with those results.
Happy with any
there
of
just
that.
Couldn't be.
No.
No.
There'd have to be something wrong with you.
God. It was actually a bit of physical pain everybody felt this week, wasn't there?
It was
Jeepers
a shocker.
Jeepers almighty.
Shocker. What else we got? Morning, lads. Party over. Had a great Cheltenham week. Fantastic. Derek and Swords. You literally, Derek, are the only person I've spoken to who had a good Cheltenham.
I forgot about Cheltenham. It feels like a month ago.
Yeah, it does feel like a while ago.
It feels like a month ago, yeah. God.
Yeah. Anyway, good to hear that somebody did, because I literally haven't met another single person who had a good Cheltenham. It seemed to be the weirdest thing ever. Nobody seemed to be able to manage to get a couple of quid out of it.
So the bookies basically had a great Cheltenham then.
I didn't hear how our final day with Ken went, though, did you?
I haven't a clue.
Right.
I forgot all about him.
With the face in you there, I literally thought you were about to go. Ken who?
I forgot. I almost did. to be honest with you. I almost did.
Must find out how he got on with Enda on the Friday to see if there was any joy, because I don't think it went well on the Thursday.
Holy fart. Yeah, I haven't a clue. Oh, it didn't go well.
It does seem like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
Cheltenham, sure, that was last year, man.
That's very true, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Now that we're in Ireland, Irish New Year.
Yeah, it was literally last year. There was two of them last year, there was none this year. So what do I know?
Yeah, Daniel Powder, Bad Day here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. No bad days anymore.
Not at all.
The end of bad days.
It's the end of bad
days.
We're back. Happy new Irish year. It's here. Everything gets better from now.
So, new Irish year. Let's see how you start with the birthdays, right? I've a weird sort of a selection, right?
There's a couple
of goodies.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's a couple of weird ones.
Couple of goodies, couple of baddies.
I'm going to give you mulligans on these. You can take passes. You can go, no, not having a go at that or whatever.
Right? Oh, all right. Well, you've got a
selection
have a go.
Of, what have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, right?
Oh, jeepers, we've loads of them.
Well, you can choose. You don't have to go for them all, right? Because there's weird ones that I don't know how you'd be about. Like, for example, the first ever Bond girl.
Ah, jeez, Jim, that's not even a guess. What's even
I'm just saying, a lot of people will know Ursula Andress.
What age is the first ever Bond movie? How about that one?
You know the famous, the first Bond girl who, you know, she emerges out of the sea in
out
a bikini.
The water. Yeah.
Ursula Andress.
Is that her name? I always thought that was Bo Derek.
Right, okay. So we can leave that, for example. We can just knock that on the head.
Let's get that. Yeah, well, no.
Let's take a pass on that.
74. She's 74.
She actually would have been 83.
Right,
but don't worry about that.
But that's grand because I passed, so it doesn't count as a loss.
It doesn't count.
So there you go.
Now.
And the first Bond film was, there you go. Yeah, grand.
Right, so.
So now we're flying. Great start.
Here we go. Do you want to have a go at Glenn Close?
I'll have a go at Glenn Close.
There you go. Glenn Close, of course, Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. She was in the witches thing. Was she one of them? She's got a very witchy chin anyway, regardless. Whether she was or she wasn't.
Well, she was in... Oh, I'll tell you who she was. She was Cruella de Vil in 101 Dalmatians.
That's who she was.
A movie about dogs.
And she...
I mean, right up your street.
She coined the phrase bunny boiler.
Correct.
She coined the phrase. The most famous phrase you say about... A loony person, you go out with them and they, you know, maybe they don't really get the message that it's time to not be hanging around anymore. Because she literally boiled the bunny
boiled
on the stove.
Bunny.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
So what a legend she is, to be honest with you. She is the original bunny boiler.
Bunny boiler.
Of the world.
My God, that movie was so huge.
It was so huge, it was so big.
That was so huge.
And terrifying.
And he was in, what do you call him? Michael Douglas was in a rare streak of form at the time as well, because he had, there wasn't that much of a difference between Fatal Attraction and, in terms of time, and Wall Street and all that, was there?
I don't think so, no.
In terms of years?
Yeah, it was all the 80s. And then, was it him that was in Basic Instinct as well? I don't know.
With Sharon Stone?
Yeah.
I think, was it him? Probably was
I
him.
I think it was him. Remember the famous scene where they're all sitting there? I think
sure,
I remember
no
his face
ended
done.
Up in the clinic.
Yeah, I know,
No wonder he ended up in a clinic being treated for the addiction.
I'm sorry, but there's some addictions I just don't believe. Sometimes you just need to.
Well, I think we're all addicted to...
You think, you know something, Michael Douglas? I think, basically, mate, you're addicted to your options. I think that's your problem.
Yeah.
So I would say...
Right, Glenn Close.
Glenn Close is... Oh, this is hard now. 68.
Not a million miles away, 72. 72.
Fart. As soon as I said 60s, I knew I was wrong, by the way.
All right.
Yeah,
come here. Now, this is another one you may or may not decide to have a go at, right?
Right.
Because he's not a very nice man. Not a very nice man.
Oh, no, I probably like him.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, I don't like him. I really don't like him.
Now, under normal circumstances, you'd never be expected to be able to guess that. He wouldn't normally be...
Yeah, can I just say, when I said I'll probably like him, I had no idea who Jim was going to say. So for me to royally put my foot in it, that's not unusual.
Yeah.
But this time, I absolutely do not like him.
A man who was in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, he's such a sleazebag. What a dirtball he turned out to be. It's unbelievable.
Dozens, apparently.
Dozens. It's going on and on. He's in court again, isn't he? He's going to have to... He's got loads of charges to answer now. Holy fart. He's literally the original sort of...
Is he not already in prison?
He's got more charges coming that way, I can tell you that much.
There's more on the way.
He's Mr. Casting Couch.
It's turning into
a... I'll make your career. All you gotta do is be with Matt Big Onion looking head. Oh, God. How many millions was that worth?
Another
Jeepers.
Cosby, is it?
Actually, this is an argument. How bad is Cosby bad? Because we know, right?
Yeah.
That Weinstein was a dirtbag and a scumbag.
But he didn't drug anybody,
But he didn't drug anybody.
We think, yeah.
No, he was just... He was like... He just felt so untouchable.
He was a lech.
Oh, jeepers. What happened? How, like, has Hollywood always been such a cesspit?
Probably.
Thank God. You know what I mean? Sometimes you think, thank God I didn't make certain things happen in my life.
Yeah.
Remember, like, there was a time we all wanted to live in America. Growing up, we all wanted to live in America. Yeah. America was
now
where
I can't think of a worse place. Dreams.
Now it's just disgusting. Like, you look at, like, it's run by Trump, and Hollywood is just run by perverts.
It's a scary place.
It's a scary place. Oh, my God. It's like, it's literally, like you said. Thank God that never happened.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
God that dream never came
yeah,
true.
Thank God I had no talent.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
thankfully.
That's what I meant.
Thank God I didn't. Well, thank God I had the talent. I just chose not to explore the virtues of it.
Yeah. Well, because you've had the chance to work in America and you've said no. You've literally turned it down.
It's just a bit far away.
You're being vindicated now for turning down offers of. Of American movies.
Unfortunately, though, I don't think I'm Harvey Weinstein's type. So, you know, I don't think I was ever in that
much danger. I wouldn't count on it, buddy. You know what I mean? I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, I don't think I look at. I don't think I'm right up his street. But anyway, Dirty Elfla, Harvey Weinstein is 67.
Yes, he is!
Oh!
Oh, my God.
The only thing he ever did
well
right
done.
Was
you
give me that
the,
birthday.
Well done. Look at that. He got the guy who's a bit of a sexual
yeah, okay,
predator.
Yeah, okay, Grant. Yeah,
well done.
That, yeah, oh, jeepers. Yeah.
Intimately aware with that guy there. Yeah.
Hey!
Right, so, next up, we're going to stick with the Hollywood stars. Bruce Willis celebrating
Bruce
his
Willis.
Birthday today.
I can't wait to find out what he did.
Yeah.
Because...
he actually... No, nothing to do with shenanigans.
Yeah.
But he's... He's supposed to have times when he's not a very nice man.
I've heard that.
Like that,
I've heard that.
Of a,
he's a bit
like
of a
in
crank.
The, you know, your hero, Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
absolutely
legend.
Ripped him for
the untouchables.
The Expendables.
Expendables. That's yeah. right. Yeah.
He absolutely said he was the laziest
he did.
And absolutely
rude
just,
oh, and lazy yeah. and just
couldn't
yeah.
wait to get rid of him, Melvin.
Yeah. He took it all back, like, eventually, you know, to sell the movie, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
But, yeah, but he said horrible things about him, yeah. And Sylvester Stallone is not a man that you can't be listening to, no.
Yeah. Not a man to take lightly.
No, because he's Rocky, for God's sake.
Absolutely.
He's
if virtue. Rocky disses you,
yeah,
you're in bad.
I tell you, Sylvester Stallone was ever accused, or it ever came out that he was up to any of that old no good stuff, it would break me heart. It would literally break me heart.
Would you be a denier?
I try not to be a denier. Like, you know, like, you know all them Jackson fans, how mad they are. No way! There's nothing wrong with a man sleeping with all those kids. When their parents having to stay somewhere else. It's just he was different.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
So you wouldn't turn into a Rocky denier if it turned out, you know, those.
And no, I'm just so glad it's never come. Do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's never come to it, thankfully.
So far.
So I'm
he's nearly there.
So Bruce Willis, old cranky pants himself, is 69.
Oh, 64.
Shite.
64. And then I'm going to give you, right? So you've one in the bag and there's two left. Now
yeah.
you can have both. You can have either or.
I'll do them both quick, will I?
Okay, right. So, first of them is Terry Hall. Now, you're going to say, who the hell?
Who the hell is Terry Hall?
Right, okay. He used to be the singer with the Specials. He was the singer with Funboy 3.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, I know
the, you
who
know
he
the
is.
Bloke with the mad hair?
Yes, I do.
Right.
Right, he's in his 60s anyway. I'm going to say 66.
He's 60 on the nose, buddy.
Ah, fat!
And the last lad is a footballer to finish. Well, football manager now. And son of a, well, part of a very famous dynasty. Nigel Clough.
Nigel Clough?
Yeah, Cloughy's boy.
Oh, God.
Nigel Clough, who was...
So he's Brian Clough's young fella?
Yeah, he was with... He was with Derby, wasn't he?
God, I haven't got...
No, anyway, it doesn't matter.
See, Brian Clough's no young fella either.
No, he's not.
Like, what is he? He's 43.
Who? Nigel Clough?
The one we're guessing.
No, he's 53.
Right, okay. Well, who cares? You have to ruin it. A perfectly good start to the day now.
Yeah.
Perfectly
mind
good
you,
start to the Irish New
and
Year.
And the good news is you did get Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, for God's sake. This is how it's going to go.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Simone and Tara. Almost 25 to 7. How are you?
Good. Well rested after a lovely long bank holiday weekend.
Although, yeah, I find you have a great... It's the great long weekend, right?
But yeah.
Everything
yeah.
about it is fantastic.
Are you yeah. going to give out about having
not
time off?
No, I'm not. I'd never give out about having time off. Time off is absolutely fantastic. And it's great, and it's lovely, and it's long.
But...
And then, the alarm still goes off this morning, and you still feel... I'm still fucking exhausted.
Well, normally that would be me, but I had loads of sleep. It was absolutely great. I had a lovely weekend. Really relaxing country walks. Few little gorgeous fizzies in remote little country bars and just stunning now. So
great crack all
beautifully
day, yeah.
Refreshed.
Wow.
Ahead of my short week when I take Thursday and Friday off. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh,
I only did that just to see PJ's face. Oh, I only did that just
that
to see PJ's face. I know.
Oh my God.
That would have been amazing.
I nearly might now. Just
don't do that. Please don't do that.
Seeing as we've got this lovely spring weather that you're bleating on about.
It's incredible, isn't it? Did you see it this morning? The sunrise.
No, because like Jim, you see, I get here, we actually have work to do. We don't just turn up and open our gobs.
5 minutes maybe before, 10 minutes at the most.
I hate to burst your bubble, right? But it is going to be pretty mild this week.
Yeah, it will be. That's the cold's gone.
No.
It is.
No.
It is.
No,
don't mention the S word.
There is no... No, I'm very disappointed. That's the one downer of the weekend, that we didn't get the snow that was being forecast.
No
snow necessarily, but it's not going to be very pleasant by the time we get to the end of this week, according
just
to Met Air.
Just a bit of
rain. And it's going to become really cold.
No, you're a liar.
I'm not.
You're a liar.
No,
woman.
I'm not. Happy Monday.
Don't mind her.
Except it's Tuesday.
Yay! Black Box right on time. And Roger Sanchez, another chance just ahead of that. That was your Get Up and Go song on this Tuesday. 19th of March, almost 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you're in good form. Back at it after the long bank holiday weekend. Whatever you got up to, hopefully it was good crack for you.
Hope you had a deadly one. And we're back. Everybody's back now, back to normal.
For
a short week for most of us, thankfully, so here we go again.
Listen, a couple of things. Over the weekend, if you got a chance to hear PJ and Jim CSI Saturday, this might make sense because somebody's been on. I think this was Paddy, because I think he might have tweeted about this as well. Wants to know, will you sing Martin's Fish tune again?
Really?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was
on Saturday.
The fish is delicious, jumps out of the wishes, jumps out of the ocean and into the pan. The fish is mad about Martin, and Martin's mad about fish.
Bizarre. And if you're wondering how that could have possibly made it into CSI Saturday, it was actually a clue about Deadliest Catch.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
And BJ came out with this, which I have to confess, I have never, ever heard of.
I can't believe you never saw Martin's Mad About Fish. What a great TV show.
It was an entire show.
Yeah, about Martin.
It wasn't even an ad.
No, that was his jingle for his TV show, yeah.
Who's Martin, by the way?
Martin, the fish man of Kinsale.
Oh,
the
right.
The Fishy Fishy Cafe or whatever it's called, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's a pretty... I tell you, Martin does a fish like no other man.
Right.
He's unbelievable, so we should get him on the show. We should get him on the show.
Are you as his biggest fan?
Well, like, I tell you something, he'll talk you. You name the fish and he'll give you the best way of doing it.
Wow.
The man knows his way around the fish the way Gordon Ramsay knows his way around a bad mood.
around a swear word.
Yeah, he's unreal, so he is.
Also, somebody's worried about you. Jim, PJ sounds like he's starting to come down with something.
What?
I don't know. Somebody's a bit worried about you, John,
am I
that
even
is?
More nasally than I normally would be? Like, am I more honky than... No, honky.
I'm more honky.
I'm more honky.
I didn't want to say anything, but there's a bit of a bang.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, I apologise if I am. I think, yeah, maybe I am a little nasally.
Are you feeling a bit, sir?
Don't know, maybe I should take the rest of the week off. What do you think?
Well, maybe. It's the least you could
do. Well, I'll do my best. I'll try and see what I can do about it.
Sean, Helen and Sophie apparently are in Prague. They're from Mullingar, but apparently they're in Prague. So hi to you. I assume that must mean they're listening to us in Prague.
Yeah, hello everybody in Prague.
Absolutely. Happy short week from Happy Cart. And also, somebody, let me just find out who exactly this is, Kevin in Limerick, has applied for the DIY challenge.
No way!
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, of course, PJ is going to be fronting a brand new DIY show where they go in search of Ireland's greatest DIYer. What's it officially called, by the way?
The Great DIY Challenge, or the Big DIY Challenge.
The Big DIY Challenge. So, and you might have seen the promos for it. The promos have been on telly and on social media and all that sort of stuff. PJ in his Snickers gear, giving it socks.
I was on a treadmill the other day, doing a warm-up walk.
In your Snickers? What were you doing?
Oh, you maniac. Well, I was, technically. I was in the gym on a treadmill, right?
As part of the show?
No, in the gym. Me, was in the gym.
Oh, right. Nothing to do with the show.
No, nothing to do with the show.
Okay.
But it's one of those treadmills that they have a telly screen on it.
You watched
and
yourself.
The ad came on.
Were you embarrassed?
The tread. It was the weirdest experience in my life.
Did anybody look at you looking at yourself?
I don't know. I hope not. It was just a really weird experience. It was Yeah, it was weird.
Surely you've seen yourself on the telly loads of times.
And I never liked it. And I've never, you know what I mean? I've never enjoyed the experience. But
it still sound weird when you hear yourself on the radio or see yourself
on
the telly?
No, hearing on the radio, no. Not at all. I don't mind that at all.
Right.
But seeing myself on the television, jeez, I hate it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, especially when you know you look worse in the present moment than you do on the telly, and you know you're on the telly you don't even look great in the first place. Yeah, it's a slippery slope then.
Wait till the fan mail starts coming in from the ladies who love you in your Snickers.
That's never going to happen.
People who can't wait to get the Snickers off you.
Never going to happen. Pull the Snickers off you. Oh my God.
Anyway, Kevin in Limerick. Sorry, Kevin. He applied for the DIY challenge over the weekend. Attic conversion.
Oh, brilliant.
Is the job that he's going to go for.
Brilliant.
So fingers crossed we get in and win it, because I could do with another motorbike, says Kevin in Limerick.
Well look, there you go.
Straight away. PJ's onside.
Well, yeah, let's see if we can rig it completely in your favour then. Yeah. I'm on your side.
Well, I'm glad you put that out over the public airways.
No problem. I have no real dealing with the judging panel, but I know what I'll be leaning on to say is my favourite.
Right.
And that's basically anyone that has a motorbike.
So what? It's a website, isn't it, that you apply to, is it?
Yeah, RTE. If you go to rte.ie/lifestyle.
Right.
You can, there's a link to it there, apparently, and you can...
It's a bit of a connection with Woody's or something as well, is there?
Yeah, Woody's, it's all in sort of conjunction with Woody's, yeah. So they, and you can, yeah, 10 grand. 10 grand.
Did you tweet the promo and stuff like that? Have you put it out in your social media?
No, I stopped looking at Twitter. It's too... It's a dark place.
A dark place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just full of misery and woe.
Yeah.
I'll go back looking at it in a few months, but I've stopped looking at it for the time being. It's too dark. It's too cranky and weird.
Right.
So, yeah, so
is that,
no.
Is that after the weekend of sports specifically?
Well, there was a bit of that, yeah. A little bit of that may have come in, but yeah. You know
fantastic.
What I mean? Why depress yourself? Why depress yourself? When the nation is mourning. Yeah. Why go in there? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Also, somebody's just wondering whether this sickness that might be coming on you, this, you know, touching nasally, it wouldn't be anything to do with trying to get out of the UB40 concert or anything, would it?
I don't think that's on. I think that was cancelled. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Pretty sure.
They didn't hear anything about it, though.
No, neither did I.
Being cancelled, I mean.
Yeah. It was definitely... I'm pretty sure they can't make it. I think they said it to Trina during the week there.
Anyway.
That they were very disappointed.
All will be revealed.
Apparently they found out they were brutal or something. They weren't able to make it. I think that was what they said.
Magic Mike will have a thing or two to say about that, I can tell you. Anyway, in the meantime, I'll tell you some good news for today, right? Even though it's Tuesday, we're going to do a Double Money Tuesday.
Double Money Tuesday, yeah.
On Who the Man, because obviously missing out on the bank holiday yesterday wouldn't be fair, so we're going to give you a crack at the big wedge on Who the Man.
Which is 2,600 quid.
Very nice.
So there you go. So we got €2,600 for Double Money Tuesday today on Who the Man. So you're going to want to have a win of that.
Also, by the way, stay listening for any of the artists who are appearing at the Forever Young Festival, because this is a heck of a prize this
is. Oh, that's coming around again, isn't it?
Yeah. So four, the prize we have this week, it's worth €3,500 this. It's for four of you to go, okay? It's the deluxe camping vibe. It's the tickets for all of the days, the VIP access, all that sort of stuff. €3,500 worth of prize. You could be enjoying the Forever Young Festival. We'll give you plenty of details as you go along.
All you have to do is guess the combined ages of all the acts put together.
Just listen out for any of the acts. Whenever you hear any of the acts that are performing at the Forever Young Festival, you just text WIN and your name and details to 087-188-0008 and we can get you in to win. And if you want to check it out, of course, there's the website, the Forever Young website, that you can check out the full list of artists so you know what you're listening for. But they could pop up at any stage, multiple times maybe,
yeah,
giving the chance to get in to win. So make sure you stay listening for that.
Yeah, how do they know who the guests, who the acts are? I suppose we'll read them out later, will we?
No, that's what I just said. They can check out the website.
Oh,
the Forever Young website gives you the full list of artists.
Sure. Not everybody has a website to be looking at. It's not that I wasn't listening to you or anything.
No, no.
I wasn't like I got distracted with something funny there or on the phone or anything.
Oh, yeah. I'll leave it to you also, will I?
That's a, yeah, actually, if you wouldn't mind, this is what. It's great here. I'm halfway through a show on Netflix.
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, 19th of March. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy birthday, by the way. It's a happy 5th birthday to Leon Penev. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Leon Penev.
I think that's what it says. I just want to say happy 5th birthday to my little man, Leon Penev.
Brilliant.
P-E-N-E-V.
Well, happy very birthday to you,
Will
Leon Penev.
Happy Penev.
Might sounds like that to me. It sounds like a super sort of private detective's kind of a name, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The sort of name that they'll be writing books about later in the years.
Anyway, Leon, have a fantastic birthday today. Happy fifth birthday to you. Just a quick reminder once again, at any stage, we could play one of the artists who'll be appearing at the Forever Young Festival. That's your opportunity to get in to win. This is a biggie, this is. This is you and three of your friends, full VIP access for the entire weekend to the Forever Young Festival and the deluxe camping package for the four of you. It's worth $3,500. This prize, really, really cool. Cracking festival, the Forever Young Festival happening at Palmerstown House in Naas between the 5th and 7th of July. So it's an amazing package. You've got the likes of the Human League, Holly Johnson, Level 42, Kim Wilde, Jimmy Somerville, Bonnie Tyler, Mark Almond, Midge, Your Heavens Have Dean. List goes on and on and on.
Legends.
ForeverYoungFestival.ie will give you the full list of artists. And if you hear us play any one of them, you just text WIN and your name and details, or your WhatsApp it rather, to 087-188-0008
you
and you're in with a chance.
It's almost like UB40 had to do their own gig because they weren't good enough to get onto the bill, isn't it?
By the way, something that would interest you about this prize is, right, that the festival has been set up to raise money to launch a new animal welfare charity.
Yay!
Called Animal Welfare Ireland.
Well, there you go, amazing.
So there you go. So you're bound to be a massive supporter.
I am a massive supporter. There you go. Another reason not to go to the UB40 gig and to go to this instead. And I will say, by the way, did you hear Tara say it? I mean, it's just so obvious at this stage that animals are the best thing to happen to any of us, pets. Tara was just doing that story there about partners and how we fall in love with our pets easier than we fall in love with other people.
Right.
Well, I had to look it up because it's brilliant, right? And this is the deal. This is the truth. I don't think it's an inarguable truth. It's our survey of the day now, I've decided. It takes 6 months to fall in love with a partner and 30 minutes to fall in love with a pet.
30 minutes?
Half an hour is all it takes, yep. This is a researcher of dog owners, right? And it's it basically says more than half, 56% of us, believe they felt true love for our pets within a half an hour.
Wow.
There you go. Whereas it takes 6 months for us with another person to sort of go, Jay, I don't know about them. Do you think they might be the one? I don't know. 6 months is what it takes before we sort of think, this.
This is it.
Yeah. You should look at how, it's obvious. You know when you'd be looking at someone and they're what weird and awful it is to say, I love you the first time. You look at a dog after having her. Who loves you? Who loves you? Who loves you? Your big wiggly head. Look at your big lunatic. Who loves you? Your big ease at you. You love your dog straight away. And I tell you something, you don't see the divorce courts of Ireland flooded with people bringing in their cats and dogs, do you? No.
To be separated from their cats and dogs.
Yeah, no, you don't. Absolutely don't. You don't see dogs
despite
and people
the fact.
Fighting over who's really the owner of the pension or any of this old rubbish. No, you don't.
Despite the fact, of course, that, you know, when it comes to ripped cushions and, you know, pooing on the floor.
Yeah.
More often than not.
Yeah.
It's not the partner, but it could be the dog.
And again, I will say this to you. A good point, Jim. Well taken. If it was your partner that pooed in the middle of the kitchen, I do believe it would lead to separation. Whereas if it's your pet, it's like, well,
these things happen.
These things happen. What can you do? In fairness, I probably did leave you for too long alone. It wasn't your fault. If it was your... if you came in and you saw your husband with his jocks off dragging his arse along the carpet. Or even worse, licking his dingly danglies in front of the fire. You think, right, you...
Well, this is not going well.
Get out and keep going. Whereas with your dog, you let him out into the garden for a minute. Yeah. And then you say, well, poor little fella, we'll take you to the vet in the morning. And we'll see what's wrong with you. You know, these things, it just goes to say, it's all falling into place.
It all makes sense now.
Of course it does.
And is this just exclusive to dogs, or is this all pets?
No, this is
you
all
know, if you're
pets.
Into horses or goldfish or gerbils or whatever.
Yeah, cats
you fall
or whatever,
in love with them as well. Yeah,
fall in love. Half an hour it takes. Yeah, absolutely. It's just I'm very much dog focused, so that's where all my references land.
Yeah.
Let's face it, dogs being the most superior of all animals when it comes to loyalty and friendship. You know, it says also in this that most of us would prefer to spend time lying in our bed than with another person. We prefer to share the bed with a dog or
with a dog
than we would with other people, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Of course, it's true. It's absolutely true. The dogs
you'd
don't steal the blankets off you.
You'd rather
or
go
whinge
to bed.
And moan.
You'd rather go to bed
with
a dog.
Would you get off me? Would you get off me? It's freezing. Jesus, would you leave there freezing? Dogs don't do any of that.
Right.
Not at all.
It's just the idea of you'd rather go to bed with a dog.
Much rather go to bed. 53% of us say we'd rather cuddle up with our pooch on the sofa, whereas only 36% they'd like to snuggle up with the other half because they'd be annoying. Be annoying. Sweating and all. Giving out. No. Would you put your hands somewhere else? Stop nudging me with your ass, will you? Your dog never says any of these things.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe he's thinking it, though.
Yeah, but he respects you so much he'd never say anything about it.
He respects you.
Two-thirds say their dog showed them attention and unconditional love the instant they met. Despite this, 42% of owners say don't even have insurance for them. This is when they try and sell us something. You know, they tell us these stories and they try
and sell
us.
There's always a kicker.
Yeah, there's always a kicker, so whatever, yeah. Just we're all going to look after it. I suppose that's the other part. If our other half gets sick or break a leg, you don't put them down.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe there's mercy in that as well. You know what I mean? Maybe there's mercy in that as well.
Where exactly are you going with that? You're making a suggestion there, are you?
Well, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Yeah. So it's a consideration. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but like, you know, look, I'm going to get myself in trouble if I go on. I'm just saying dogs are better. That's the end of it.
Deacon Blue and Dignity here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 7:21 on this Tuesday. A lot of people assuming that Deacon Blue were one of the artists at the Forever Young Festival.
They're not.
No, that's not one of them. That's not
it.
But there will be one on the way very soon, to be fair. And if you want to check out the full list, it's the foreveryoungfestival.ie. Foreveryoungfestival.ie has the full list of artists. And it is a huge list, to be fair. And you can check it out there, and when you hear one played at any stage over the course of the day, you just text WIN or WhatsApp WIN and your details to 087-188-0008, and you're in with a chance of what is an unbelievable prize. $3,500 worth, all four of you, you and three of your friends, VIP access, deluxe camping package, weekend passes, the whole thing, $3,500 worth of prize. And as I say, foreveryoungfestival.ie if you want to check out the full list of artists. So you know what it is you're listening for. 7:21. As the Bronski Beat and Small Town Boy. Bronski Beat, of course, featuring none other than...
Oh, Jimmy Somerville.
That very
got
man.
Got you, put me on the spot there.
Jimmy Somerville.
I had to go back to my mental file of facts for 20 years.
Yeah, Jimmy Somerville, of course, who is one of the artists appearing at the Forever Young Festival, 5th to the 7th of July at Palmer's Townhouse in Naas. Going to be an incredible festival. We have an unbelievable prize package for it, worth over $3,500 for you and three of your friends, VIP access for the lot of you, deluxe camping package for the lot of you, weekend passes for the lot of you. To see an amazing lineup of acts, foreveryoungfestival.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. The idea is whenever you hear any of the artists who will be performing, you text the word WIN or WhatsApp the word WIN and your name and details to 087-188-0008 and you could be in with a chance. Kathy, how are you?
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's grand, and yourself?
Very well. Listen, well done. Because Magic Mike has selected your name to be in with a chance to win.
Thank you, Magic Mike.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. He's a lovely fella like that, Magic Mike. Yeah, so you're in the draw, so keep your fingers crossed. You may well be on your way.
Keep my legs crossed now.
Everything. Keep everything crossed, just to be on the safe side. Better safe than sorry, Kathy. Better safe than sorry. Big fan of all the 80s tunes and all that sort of stuff, yeah?
Yes, I grew up on it.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. This is an unbelievable lineup. It's going to be a huge gig. And the best of luck. You're in with a shout. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Kathy. Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you.
And UB40 still not confirmed to play, so we're all good. So it's looking even better every day.
You can go on
Steffi
if you want. I don't mind.
There you go.
Don't worry about that. They're your tickets.
If you want. Your husband go with you.
Thankfully, you're breaking up there. Yeah. Thankfully, you're breaking up.
The mere mention of UB40. Right, listen, Kathy, have a good day. Take care of yourself. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Cheers.
See you, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Take care.
Right, there you go. Kathy's in with a shout of heading along. 5th to the 7th of July, Palmer's Townhouse. Remember, just listen for any of the artists that are performing for your chance to get in to win. You can check all of those artists out on the website, foreveryoungfestival.ie. Stereophonics, have a nice day here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Good to have you along, thanks for that. And who the man on the way? Double money today, because we missed out on Monday yesterday with the bank holiday and all that sort of stuff. So if you fancy a go, 087-188-0008. And of course, regular listeners to the show will know that PJ Gallagher has become a bit of a Bob the Builder for the purposes of a brand new television show. It's called the Big DIY Challenge. The idea is, of course, that you are going to try and find, along with your judges, the kind of greatest DIY
person in Ireland.
Yeah.
This is the deal. 10 grand is up for grabs if you can be a big DIYer in your own right. But now, unfortunately, that wasn't enough, was it? Now I have to go to war with someone else. Now, if you thought Sinn Féin and the DUP didn't get along, well, I tell you something, me and Vogue Williams are going to go to war with each other. Turns out she's trying to do something very similar.
Here.
Now, I like Vogue Williams. I've met Vogue Williams on numerous occasions. I thought she was nothing but absolutely great crack, right?
Right. And now she's trying to steal your gig.
And then it turns out she's working for a rival company doing the same gig. Some rushlers. Rushlers.
Them there rustlers.
This shows you how
upset
I am.
What is this? The Wild West, is it?
It's called the Rustlers DIY Challenge, or Rustlers Construction Games is what it's called.
Right.
Yeah, so Irish model, it says. Vogue Williams is a woman of many talents. Oh, right. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, big deal. Just because she can do DIY and I can't. And she, her latest job, she's taking on construction work. So it says, the Rustlers Construction Games, a series of DIY events. And it was revealed that 56, it goes into these, you can't, you know, I love surveys of the days, right?
Right.
But even I'm getting fed up with them, right? Even I am. Even I. You can't have any story anymore without some ridiculous statistic thrown in, right? So it finishes up by going, even though 56%
of us would call them facts, PJ.
Would they, yeah?
Which, of course, a show like this, generally speaking, is not really interesting.
Yeah, we don't lean on facts.
That?
We don't lean on facts, right? We don't need them. Right, we're not one of those ridiculous shows that needs facts to back what they say. We run on feelings here. And my feeling is, Vogue Williams, you need to get something different. Well, you can't be doing it at the same time as me. Come on.
I mean,
now.
Is her one being
beat
televised?
You to it. I don't even know. And I don't even care. It doesn't even say. It doesn't even go into the detail. All it does is give us some ridiculous fact about 56% of us think we can do DIY.
Right.
So, Grant. So
now Williams, you know you're in the 44%.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's
fair. That'll be it. I wonder, is that, I assume she wouldn't be doing it.
Keep your facts to yourself.
I assume she wouldn't be doing it unless there's going to be some sort of television aspect to it.
I imagine so.
Unless she's just doing it because she genuinely is big into DIY.
Well, I've done a quick Google of it here and I can't see anything with her DIY history. There's plenty of there going on about all kinds of things that she's into. DIY is never mentioned.
Right.
It also doesn't say anything about the Rustlers construction things being on television or anything. Like mine is going to be a 6-part series in RTE. It also doesn't say anything about anybody winning 10 grand if they happen to be,
fair point,
a very good DIY person.
So, because there's a risk here, isn't there? There's a risk, you know, for a while it was celebrity cooking, really, wasn't it? Cooking shows
that was
the thing.
It,
everybody
yeah.
was cooking.
Baking then.
There was the makeover
baking.
Shows.
Makeover shows, that's
yeah,
right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah. You know, what we don't want is we don't want everybody jumping on the DIY bandwagon.
No.
Okay, I know there's been a lot of DIY shows
has
already.
There?
But
has there,
none
yeah.
none quite on the same level as yours, PJ, obviously. Obviously, you know.
Name one other DIY show
well,
that I was in.
that you were
that gave 10 right. grand away at the end.
You're right.
Name one.
There isn't one.
Yeah, well, so there.
There
so I would
one.
Like to say, Jim, snared rapping. If you
you're
don't
right.
mind me using yellow
there
words.
There has never been another DIY show there, that you were in.
There hasn't, see?
That you were in.
So it is
correct.
The first.
It is the first.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't start jumping on the bandwagon.
So there you go. So the only way you cannot be on the bandwagon, Vogue, is basically to put me in your show as well.
Yeah.
Try making sense out of that. There you go.
Right, so that's it. Accept no imitations. Don't mind this rustlers, whatever
rustlers
they are.
Rustlers construction
I mean, what
games.
What is it? The Wild West here, is it?
Yes, what is it? It's not even... It's not. Rustlers aren't even a... What are they? They're not even a DIY company. They're burgers. Packet burgers. Packet burgers.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with DIY?
At least you have the pair of Woodies on
Woodies.
Your side.
Yeah, you don't go into Woodies and say, give us a packet of Bundies, do you? No. This is real. It's real DIY run by someone who really can't do it. Yeah. And I think that's the key to success.
Now, who the man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here comes
who the man. So here you go. It's our first who the man of the new year. Yes.
Yeah, in case
I
you missed it,
it
earlier on, PJ Gallagher has decided that the Irish New Year now starts on St. Patrick's Day.
It does. Look at it. The weather, it gets brighter so much earlier, darker so much later. The weather is nicer
so
from now on.
So the Chinese
in.
Can have their own New Year in the middle of
so
whenever they
Ireland.
Do it. So can we.
So can Ireland. So happy New Year, everybody. And welcome to Who the Man, where we have €2,600 for Double Money Tuesday. And it sounds just like this.
Man.
And that's it. All it's all for you, of course, if you get it right.
By the way, do you remember that Magical Michael said there was the prospect of a clue this week?
That is very much the truth. That is a very factual statement.
Is that still on the cards, Magical Michael?
Would I ever lie, lads? It certainly is. It's coming your way this week.
Oh, right. All so right, not now, but this week.
Well, no, I'm not going to do it now, but I'll do it in a couple of days.
Right. Okay.
Right. A couple of days. See, this is the thing. He'd love for it to just be won without his participation.
Yeah.
It's the idea of it being won with him helping hurts him. Do you know? So we'll just see if we can give it away without Magic Mike's clue then. Top class clue so far. You've heard what it sounds like. And Emer Kelly's in Dublin. How are you, Emer?
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all, Emer. How's things with you? What's your plans for the day?
What's my plans for the day? Oh, I'm just heading into work now.
Oh, good stuff. Did you have a good long weekend at least?
I did, yeah. Out watching the rugby, had a great time. So.
All right, yeah. Right.
I wouldn't say it was a great time actually watching the rugby.
No, it wasn't. But still,
yeah,
it was a good day.
I'm not exactly up on the rugby ball, but I heard they've had better days.
Yeah,
to be honest, yeah,
to say the least.
Definitely had better days. Yeah.
Well, let's try and cheer you up. £2,600. What do you reckon, Emer? Who is it?
I'm gonna say Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. Right. I'm saying this like with this voice because I don't know who he is. Who is he, Emer?
He's in Eeyore and he was in Top Gun.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe Mike knows.
No one on us.
What do you reckon? Anthony Edwards.
I tell you what, lads. Trying to get puns for this Who the Man. It's a serious operation. I'll just say it's wrong.
That's the ER references.
Look at the two of you looking at me.
I don't get it.
Well, apparently he was in ER. Is that right?
He was in ER. He's well known for being in ER.
Right.
Yeah.
Except to us two, obviously.
It's gas. Even then, now he's explained it, I still don't understand what happened. But that's okay.
We know even less now.
Yeah.
Emer, listen, thanks for having a go anyway. Keep at it.
No problem.
Take care.
Bye-bye. See you, Emer. Have a great week. All right, Babs in Galway. How are you, Babs?
Hi. How you doing, lads?
How's it going, Babs?
How was your weekend, Babs? You have a good long one as well?
Yeah, it was great. Very hard to get up this morning, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
No matter when you're off for a while, everybody thinks you should come back feeling well rested and everything. It never works like that.
Oh, yeah.
We're running a little bit late now this morning, but sure. No
oh, work. Dear. Oh, yeah. Right. I got up extra early. I had nightmares and all last night from watching stupid things on Netflix.
You had nightmares?
Yeah. Nightmares and everything, yeah.
Did you? Did you eat cheese or something?
We didn't even eat the cheese. Oh, hold on. I did. I had a pizza.
Oh, my God.
I did have cheese. There you go, cheese and scary things on the television.
See, you were warned.
Anyway, Babs, sorry, it's not about me, it's about you, isn't it? So, who do you think it is, Babs?
So, I was thinking Freddie Flintoff, cricketer.
Freddie Flintoff.
He's a golfer.
No, yeah. he was a cricketer. And now he's on things like League of Their Own and stuff.
I hear...
Freddie Flintoff.
I hear he likes golf in spare time. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that could be true.
He probably does. Sure, he plays all sports, I guess.
Yeah, well, as long as we know what I'm talking about, I guess that'll never happen. Sorry about that, Mike. Freddie Flintoff.
That's all right, PJ.
The cricket one now, not the golf one.
I know, yeah. I do know he's a cricket player. And I hate to be wicked, but you're wrong.
Sorry about that, Babs.
That's all right. Thanks.
Have a good one, Babs. Take care. Thanks a million.
See you, Babs.
Bye-bye now. Right, so not Freddie Flintoff and not the other person who was in ER.
Yeah, not your man from
ER. Anthony
Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. Right.
Are you sure Freddie Flintoff wasn't the golfer?
Was he in ER as well?
Freddie Flintoff?
Probably.
I don't know. They both dress the same. Doctors, golfers and cricketers. They all kind of look like they're in the same gear. You know what I mean? So you can see how I got confused.
Oh, naturally.
If you put a stethoscope around the cricketer's neck, he looks exactly like a golfer with a funny jumper.
Looks like he just walked out of the operation. Yeah, it's Britney Spears and Toxic here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. 8:10. Good to have you along, folks. Hopefully you're in good form after the long bank holiday break. Hopefully you were well rested or well partied or whatever it was you did. Hopefully you did it well.
Hopefully you did whatever you did. Too much.
Brilliantly.
And well and fantastically.
And
that's the same thing.
Good to have you back with us. Thanks a million for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. We have a couple of things. Somebody wants to say, play a request for their mum because it's her birthday today. Hope you have a wonderful day. It's from Rachel and all the family in West Cork. The only problem is you didn't give us your mum's name.
Ah, no.
So, if you're a mum celebrating your birthday today and you have a daughter called Rachel and a whole family who live in West Cork, happy birthday
to
you.
This one's for you.
Absolutely. And also, We were talking earlier on about how, you know, PJ has this new DIY show coming on the telly very soon.
Yeah, I do. And I'm very aware of it.
And obviously, we spotted something in the paper that Vogue Williams has apparently muscled in on the act.
Unbelievable.
And is taking part in some sort of construction games or something, right?
Made by a burger company.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what would they know about?
And in fairness,
hammers and drills.
PJ was questioning the, you know, I mean, what was Vogue doing? What's her kind of carry on with DIY? Well, turns out that somebody's texted in to say, did you know Vogue Williams is a qualified quantity surveyor?
She's not, is she?
I said that. I'm only just saying that's
out of it.
According to the WhatsApp that we got in.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, Mike is nodding along, yeah. Apparently that's her construction link. She's a qualified quantity surveyor, PJ. That's why she's doing it. Which brings us back again to the big DIY challenge and why you're doing it.
Okay, I don't know why I'm doing it. I didn't realise she was the real thing. I had no idea she was the real thing.
You're doing it because they had a pair of Snickers that fit you.
Wait a minute, what's a quantity surveyor? Is that for something to counter how much bricks they're going to need for a building?
Sounds like it could be
is that,
the kind of
what
thing.
Is a quantity surveyor?
Is there an official one, Mike?
No, it's just I'm reading an interview from her here, and it says that she studied quantity surveying and construction engineering.
Right.
So again, PJ, just you know your connection with the big DIY challenge is, you know.
Well, maybe I'm the only one that had the trousers to fit or something. I don't know.
No,
oh my God!
It's very yeah.
So it turns she's not muscling in on my game. I'm muscling in on her game
to a certain extent.
That's basically what it comes down to.
She's probably the one who's a little bit peeved that she didn't get the gig for the big DIY challenge.
I'm absolutely dumbstruck.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
incredible.
Sorry, Vogue. I had no idea. I didn't realise that
anyway,
she was the real deal.
Anyway.
I assumed that she wouldn't go near
it'll be far more entertaining.
She's swanning around in her Gucci gear and her Kenzo hats and her...
Exactly.
Her
it'll be far more
Versace
entertaining
loafers.
With you.
I didn't think she was anything to do with construction sites. I thought, Grant, at least I can dress up and look like a fella that should be in a queue for a breakfast roll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is as good a qualification
which
as you
is
need.
What I thought you'd need for this gig. I didn't realise that there was somebody out there like, you know, that had kind of pretty much everything they needed for the gig. So again, I apologise very much. Oh my God. Talk about the kick in the Charlies. That really took me by surprise.
Well, there you go. Anyway, moving on.
She dropped me with that bombshell and then asked me to do something. Oh my God, I tell you something.
Well, I allow you to gather your thoughts there for a moment.
No, you're all right. Don't worry about it. I tell you. Happy birthday again to everybody out there. Let's do them again. Can we do birthdays again? I was good at the birthdays. I kind of lost it when we got into the hole.
You know, sometimes that's what being an adult is.
Is what?
You just sometimes you just have to accept the slings and arrows that come with adult life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I'm not going to grow up at all. And then I look at this. There's a story in the paper that then sort of just says that I'm only just about grown up, in fairness.
You're only about grown up?
Well, apparently, yeah, they have this thing. There's this guy, he's a professor, Peter Jones, right, from Cambridge University. And they've done this study and survey to say that if you're under 30, you're still a child. That's basically what they say. What age is Vogue Williams? Don't tell me she's under 30. That'd be a shock. And no, she's not. She's
no,
definitely older than that.
Couldn't be.
Yeah. So you're still a child if you're under 30. You're only...
She's 33.
She's 33.
She's
only just out of adult. Oh my God. So she's an adult as well. I can't beat her at anything. I was going to say at least I'm grown up and she's not. But I can't.
So 30. My God.
Yeah, 30. Yeah, so they say if the antics of people in their 20s sort of seem to you to be annoying or they make you like get irritated, well, that's because you're an adult and they're not. So they say that the rocky path of adolescence, it goes on much further than we thought it did. And you don't really qualify as an adult until you're in your 30s because your brain is still developing and things are still happening and you still haven't matured fully. And basically, you haven't reached the level where you're going to start doing your decline. You'd know about that, Jim. You're nearly double it. So the rest of us, though, you know, you get into your 30s, and that's when you're growing up. That's
right.
When your sort of your trajectory physically and your mental sort of state starts to stay where it is. You know what I mean? Whereas everything leading up to that point, you're still only developing, you're still only learning, you're still going to trust yourself out in the world. So when you hear 25-year-olds and 26-year-olds swanning around going, God, I'm getting so old. Shut up, nipper.
Absolutely.
You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And you know the way, like, Jim now would see 25-year-olds and he'd be like, you know, did Santa get you something nice this year? You know, because his perspective is so long by comparison. You can now understand why that happens.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So a kid till you're 30.
You're a kid, you're a child.
Which is great news,
really,
because that means then that I'm probably just in puberty or something then by that rate.
No, you're a little bit further on now than that. You know?
Not a lot, though. Maybe just clear the door.
Well, clear the door, maybe. When you look at your sons and they're going bald, you can call yourself an adult.
Guaranteed Irish from U2, Desire here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. By the way, Sinead was the name of that mum, Sinead Cook, who was celebrating her birthday. Rachel texted in and the whole family. She forgot to give us her mum's name.
Oh,
so Sinead it is.
Happy very birthday, Sinead.
And also on the mammy front as well, Margaret has been on to wish her mammy, Peggy Maloney, a happy birthday as well.
Vogue Williams is a mother as well. That's another thing she can do that I can't. Yeah, she is, yeah. She's herself and Spencer had a kid, only just Theo, I think, is the name of the kid. Not sure. Yeah, so there's another thing she's better at than I am. Another thing she can do that I
having
can't.
Having babies.
Well, just basically be responsible enough to be in charge
of
children and
person.
Other human beings and all of that, yeah. Wow. I'll tell you something. I did not realise when I woke up this morning I was going to suffer the rest of the day
hang
with
on
an
a second.
Inferiority complex.
Is she an award-winning comedian? Oh, actually, sorry,
probably.
You're not.
Oh, my God.
No, it's just... I was trying to think of something.
Yeah, I know what you were trying to think of.
What was I trying to think of then?
Yeah, trying to think of another way to rub my nose in it. Was what you were trying to think of.
Anyway, the big
DIY
show.
She has won awards. She's won loads of awards. Oh, my God. Not for stand-up, obviously.
She's a DJ as well, isn't she?
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, I know. I know where this is leading. Yeah.
No, but is she?
When are you going to learn how to use the buttons in here, PJ? You've been here for years. I mean, isn't it about time? Yeah, oh, well, I'm not allowed to touch the buttons in here.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying she's, you know.
Yeah, she is a DJ. Yeah, she is. Yeah, grand, yeah.
That's all. Just mentioning.
Yeah, what
that.
Point are you making? She's a mother, a DJ, a quantity surveyor,
construction engineer, a model. Model.
Successful.
Did she ever do a bit of acting at all?
Oh, God, she did too. She's done it all. She's the perfect woman. Oh,
yeah,
that's all I wanted to be
she's
like.
She's not the host of the big DIY challenge.
No, she's a host of her own DIY challenge.
No, that won't even be on the telly. They won't even put that on the telly. That'll be some. That's all. That'll be happening in a field somewhere with a barbecue. That's all that'll be.
Do you think so, yeah?
Ah, yeah.
Is that all it is, yeah?
I'd say so.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it's a wouldn't very big part in the paper today. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about that. It'll be a field and... somebody tossing the caber.
Well, she wasn't on the
barbecue.
She wasn't on the treadmill on my local gym when I was there the other
day. Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, she doesn't have her picture up in Woody's. Right?
Yeah,
am I right?
Take that, Vogue Williams.
She can't eat a bag of rice every day for breakfast like I do, right? Am I right?
Yeah, right.
And I bet you when I do farts, they're louder than yours, right? Am I right?
Right, you're starting to clutch at straws, buddy. Get out while you can. Come on. I'll play the ads, will I?
And I bet you I'm hairier under my armpits.
Oh, great. That's it now. Madonna, Like a Prayer, here at Classic Hits. It's almost 20 to 9. Breakfast table quiz. First day to play today. Nothing to beat, so well worth having a go. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. And that fantastic stay. A couple of nights of luxury at the award-winning country house in the city, number 1, Perry Square in Limerick. So 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a go. And if you're if this is a year, right, where you're about to have your nuptials.
Yeah.
Where you're about to tie the knot to your loved one. We were talking earlier on, actually, about a survey in the paper about how it's you fall in love quicker with a pet than you do with your loved one. But if you have...
takes 6 months, they say, to fall in love with another human being. Takes 30 minutes with a pet.
With a pet.
30 minutes.
But if you have gone the whole hog and you've waited the 6 months and you've decided this is it, we're going to do, and it's a big ceremony and all that sort of stuff. Of course, big part of all of that is the old honeymoon.
Well, you would have thought, actually, that would be the bit you'd be looking forward to the most. Definitely from the lad's point of view, because, you know, they always say it's mostly about the bride and all that when it comes to the wedding day and everything. Well, yeah, you think the holiday is the bit that everyone would be looking forward to. Not anymore. There's a new trend, right? A new trend, and it's been two different names depending where in the world you are, right?
Okay.
A uni moon or a solo moon. Theory being that if you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone, then be damned spending the honeymoon with them as well. So you both head off on separate holidays and do your own thing.
That's bizarre.
And, you know, you have to crack and do what each of you want to do. That way there's no rowing about where you're going or anything. And then you come home and spend the rest of your life together after that.
Right.
So this is, and this is a trend that's
so you
like,
get one last sort of, you know, lads or girls holiday.
An elongated stag or hen party for a few weeks sort of thing. Or else just go on your own.
Right.
Whatever, you know, no one's saying it has to be spent with anybody. It's just this is the deal. This is the new thing and it's a real trend to it. So one couple from Dublin got involved in this. Irene O'Brien, who married a guy called Mel McLean. And they says, well, we each came to Dublin full of stories back after it, buzzing of our trips, delighted to see each other again and to share the memories we just made on our own. The imperfect honeymoon, she says. So there you go. This is the new thing. This is what people are doing.
A unimoon.
Yeah, but not everybody's into it, right? Not.
Would you not just kind of go on a big holiday before you tie the knot?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You could do your uni moon first.
But then you have to pay for two holidays. Do you know what I mean? You have to pay for two holidays. Where if you're just paying for the one holiday.
Right.
It's three holidays. So if you'd have to do one each before you get married.
Right.
And then you get married and you have to do another one. It's a lot of money, right? And you have to pay for the wedding.
Well, you don't have to do another one after you're married.
Honeymoon.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you're going to go unconventional about it, why not go full unconventional and do it before you get married?
And then just not have a honeymoon or a unimoon at all?
Yeah. Do your big unimoon each beforehand and then just tie the knot and get on with it.
There's no cracking that up.
What's the difference?
There is a huge difference.
Right.
You have to get married first.
Just so you can leave them behind for a couple of weeks and go off on a holiday.
Well, surely the whole... No, then hold on a minute. You don't get all the money from people at the wedding to pay for all of it either, then.
Sorry, there you go. Now, I knew there was a bit of sense coming at some stage. Like, there you go.
You're right. You get married.
It's all about getting the few quid
And you have to do the whole, how much do you put in? You have to put everyone through the penance of attending your wedding.
Yeah.
And then them all having to pay
You have to send an invite to all of your friends to pay for you to have a great holiday.
For you to have a holiday,
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So you're doing yourself a huge disservice.
You're right.
By going before you get married.
I stand corrected.
Do you know what I mean? You're doing yourself a huge disservice. And then, especially if you need two holidays to pay for, God almighty, if you're going off and doing your solo moons or uni moons, and you're going to have to charge people twice what you'd normally charge to go to the day they didn't want to go to in the first place. This is a sociologist person. She says, frankly, the idea of separate honeymoons may signal the continued evolution of a marriage. She's all for it.
Right.
Given the recognition that for most couples today, marriage and partnership is considered all-consuming, with the partner needed to fulfil every single role, physical, spiritual, emotional, and... mammy and daddy role. I'm not going to say sexual on the radio. Perhaps separate vacations, they reckon, is something that people should do. And that to fulfil every expectation in life can't be met by a single person. So get married and do your own thing. Not a bad idea. But then I went to Twitter and everybody said, no! This is ridiculous!
Because it wouldn't be like Twitter to disagree.
Yeah, there's some quotes here. One of them says, this is not a thing. I will not accept that this is a thing. Baby moons, I will accept, but a uni moon, no. Not having it.
What's a baby moon? That's when you have a kid and you take the kid?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's because things get out of control. Because, you know, you have to balance. So someone goes on a holiday and the other person's left holding the baby. And then they come back and then the other person goes. So you take turns basically going on the holiday, so the baby's looked after.
Oh, right.
So travelling with a child is
mad. I didn't know that.
Ask Mike. Mike had to get to Galway and back with two kids this week. And he said it was like Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. The details he had to go. I think it was like he'd be easier just carrying the kids on his back and walking with the deal that it gets to put them into the car and get across the country. So I understand the baby moon. That's a grand idea.
Right.
But this...
I would have thought you'd be in favour of a uni moon.
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about it.
You'd be just in favour of separate holidays for the rest of your days.
Yeah, I... You know, mate.
So you'd be like, your vows would be, do you take this? Yeah. Absolutely. Just, there has to be at least a couple of weeks every year now where I'm on my own. Can you put that in? Way you want to phrase it now.
And every time there's a big football tournament, you're not allowed to talk to me. Yeah. And we'll never share food. Ever. Ever.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets no more. It's a Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, this week you could win a stay at the award-winning Country House in the City. Number 1 Perry Square in Limerick is where we're talking about. You get 2 nights of luxury in their townhouse suite. Sweeping views of Limerick's historic Georgian Quarter. A la carte breakfast each morning. Afternoon tea for two, PJ. Afternoon tea.
My favourite. Oh, my absolute favourite.
Get a couple of hours in their thermal spa experience, in their herbal cocoon, aroma steam room, cold bunker sauna, Irish mist showers, snooze room and soul pool foot baths.
So there you go. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, just leave me with the cake and sandwiches, to be honest with you. I'm done. Yeah.
It's standing in the Irish mist
I'll
showers.
Go up and wash myself down after, feeling great with a belly full.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. So a short week this week, only a few opportunities to get in to win it. Nothing to beat on this Tuesday.
No, so Geraldine Cummins is going to set the standard for us. How are you, Geraldine? You're in Cork this morning.
I am, not too bad.
Yeah, how's things? Did you have a good long weekend?
I did. We had trouble getting a few of them out of school. They needed a day off after the long weekend. But
it's always rough getting back into it, Geraldine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't blame them. Oh, they're in the car there with you?
There's one left. I've 3 drop-offs. I've 1 left.
Oh, who's the solo traveller with you?
Oisín.
Oisín.
And how old
is
Oisín?
Eight.
Okay. So Oisín might be, he might be a bit of a help, maybe.
Will you
be
able to help me?
Yeah. Okay, right. Consultation going on there.
Yeah,
right. Well, listen, the good news is, anyway, Geraldine, that for you and Oisín, there's nothing to beat, okay? There's literally no score to beat. Whatever you get, you'll be at the top of the leaderboard anyway. So that's a good start. 60 seconds to do it. You ready to go?
Okay.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Which of the Minogue sisters played Emma Jackson in Home and Away?
Danny.
Yeah, which Disney film features the song Everybody Wants to Be a Cat?
The Aristocats.
Which type of music was Bob Marley associated with?
A rasta.
It was reggae. Who delivered the famous I Have a Dream speech in Washington?
Martin Luther King.
Who played Dr. Doug Ross in the series ER?
George Clooney.
If you were sailing from Dunleary to Holyhead, what sea would you be crossing?
The Irish Sea.
Yeah, which classical composer wrote The Messiah?
Mozart.
It was Handel. If a person is born on Christmas Eve, what date is their birthday?
24th.
Yeah, Graceland was the home of which American singer?
Elvis Presley.
In Dr. Seuss' children's book, what did the Grinch steal?
Christmas.
Is a Bramley an eating or a cooking apple?
Cooking.
When normal vision is informally expressed as which numerical measure?
Pass.
2020. Of which North African country is Tunis as the capital?
Oh, pass.
Tunisia. Man U is a short name for what football club?
Manchester United.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well,
that's
done.
The one.
Okay. And the more good news for you, because Magic Mike has decided to give you that Bob Marley question.
I had a feeling he would. When you said rasta, I had reggae written down, but so we jumped. You're going to get it anyway, so that's for you.
Thank you.
So that's
thank
a good
you.
Sign. Thank so you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's a really good score, Geraldine. That's a really good score.
Especially on a short week, Geraldine.
And I have a boy. He's not in the car with me now. He's autistic, and he listens religiously. We have to turn up the radio, and he says to me, speak, and I have to answer the questions, and if I don't answer, I have to say pass very quickly.
Oh yeah, he knows
he's
the way.
He's really angry with me, so obviously look the training.
You've literally been preparing for this moment for ages. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, tell your coach well done, because he's after getting you a great score by giving you the tips you needed today, to be fair to him.
Okay.
Good stuff, Geraldine.
So
score of 11 is what you've set. Well done. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Have a nice week. Thank you.
Have a great one, Geraldine. Take care.